been joined in the studio this evening by Scream of Sirens. Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Awesome. So, let's introduce yourselves. Who are you?
I'm Ruth, I'm the guitarist.
I'm Steph, I play bass and I sing.
I'm Emma and I play drums.
So, you've just released an EP and it's quite good, isn't it?
We'd like to think so, yeah.
Did it take much to record, you know? From right, because you wrote and everything, haven't you?
When we started last year, we sort of spent a few months writing anyway to sort of get the sound we wanted. We were unsure at first and played around with a few different things. So a lot of the material was written in advance of gigging. And then obviously we were gigging for a bit after our first single. And then we chose our favourite songs from the ones so far, and then we recorded them on the EP.
Mm. So when you start like writing, what like influences you to write the lyrics you do?
When you get mad at people.
Yeah.
It's a recurring theme.
That's that's a good one. We usually find it best when there is strong feelings about something or someone. We might have like an idea for music or something, and then a couple of weeks later I'll be like, right, I've got the perfect lyrics for that sort of thing. So it doesn't necessarily all come at once, but yeah, it's just definitely high emotions, we'll say that.
Cool. So this first song that we're going to play, Get Some, that was released first, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was our first single.
So what's it wrote about?
This one's basically about going out and just having a good time, just having a good night sort of thing. So I probably wasn't really mad at anyone for this one. I might have been in a bit of a merry state, so yeah.
It sounds good, to be honest. So we'll give it a little bit of a play.
Yeah.
listening to Alex Ty on 105.9 Bishop FM.
Your band name, Scream of Sirens. Where does this name actually come from?
Well, that was a lengthy process, wasn't it,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah. It's harder than writing the songs, coming up with a band.
Yeah. Like naming a child.
I think we had the full set before we got the name, and then we panicked, named the band, because we had a gig booked, and we're like, oh, we need a name. So, yeah, we played around with some things. We were trying to think of things like where we'd have a good like anagram or something.
Hmm.
So the whole SOS thing.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of sirens. Who came up with that to me, Emma?
Yeah, it's like the Greek mythology thing about the sirens on the rock and the like lure sailors by singing to them.
So yeah.
Stay away from us.
might kill you.
It's a good band name, to be honest. But who are your actual influences?
It's a pretty wide variety, isn't it?
Yeah. We all have like slightly different tastes. Vastly different tastes.
Vastly different tastes, yeah.
I don't know, what's yours?
So mine kind of change, like, depending. Like, I can go through phases of liking particular stuff, so I quite like stuff like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, stuff like that at the minute. Enjoying me Metallica as well at the moment, but like I like Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, like loads of 80s stuff, dad rock basically.
It's best music though.
Yeah.
Emma? I like punkier stuff really. My favourite bands are Distillers. Anything from kind of like the early kind of 2000s punk stuff. But I listen to anything really, just to get a bit of a variety in there.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
No comment.
Well then. But yeah, you do quite a few gigs, don't you? So like, what was the earliest gig you did? Was it like recent or was it years and years and years ago?
In this band, the first gig was October last year. So we threw ourselves in at the deep end and we supported Sherry Curry from the Runaways for our first gig, which was quite scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
But together we've been playing, I think we decided the other day it was like 2010, so
yeah,
we've been playing together about 6 years in different bands of sorts.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, they haven't got sick of each other yet. It's quite good.
That's very good then, isn't it? What are the plans for the future?
We've done like rough planning for the future. I mean, we've got some gigs coming up over the next couple of months, which we're using to plug the EP release. Then we're hoping to go back into the studio after that and work on an album. So we'll probably be putting out a couple of singles over the few months following that, and sometime early-ish next year we should hopefully be putting out an album. And then we're booking gigs for next year from February onwards, so February to like April we'll probably be doing another bulk of dates, so pretty busy.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Sounds good. Now of course we're in the 21st century. How do you find the internet as a tool for helping you promote like what you do?
It's really useful.
You can kind of reach a much wider audience, and like, I mean, we've had people like from radio shows request our music like that are in the US. And like it's a bit mind blowing when you think about it like that, but I mean things like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, like it's good to like engage with people, I guess.
I think with like Facebook as well, I know I tend to go on like a band's Facebook page rather than a website anymore as well, so it's sort of like pulling away from websites, and then you've got like your Facebook and then you can link to everything else from that.
Interact a bit more through like that, can't
you? Yeah, I mean, you can talk to people directly, which is really good. I mean, we try and like interact with as many people on our social media accounts as possible, sort of thing, because we don't want to appear like one of them bands who just post things and then give nothing back, sort of thing. But yeah, it's really useful. But
So, how old were you when you started actually playing your instruments? Do you remember that far back?
I think I was like 12 when I started playing guitar, and then I only started singing because no one else would sing. I was sort of just eased into that one. How about you guys?
I didn't start playing drums till I was about 17, but I started learning guitar when I was like 8 or 9 and kind of gave it up after a few years, and then got into drums when I was like leaving school. So.
I think I started playing guitar when I was about 10. It's a funny story actually, because they did these kind of like test things to decide if you were musically like good enough to learn how to play the violin, and they told us that I wasn't, and I was really sad. And my mum was like, what instrument would you rather play? And I was like, guitars are cooler. So aged 10, picked up the guitar, but I didn't really like play properly, like seriously, until maybe about 14, something like that.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yes, let's head back straight into that EP and play another track. So, of course, this is Scream. We'll be right back. as I've just been fine now to you.
Number one Brian Adams fan over here, aren't you, Robert?
Well, was his gig good?
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. We were pretty merry, though, weren't we?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so, back to your band. So you have quite a few gigs coming up. So, where are they at?
So, we've got quite a few coming up across kind of September and the end of October. So we're hitting the O2 Academy in Newcastle this Friday with their band Heartbreak Remedy and Thesis Lives, who are quite local, I think. So yeah, that's kind of kicking off this Friday. So we've got some tickets for sale on our online store, which you can access via our Facebook page. If you fancy coming down, tickets are £6, or you can pay on the door. We're then going on to Workington, playing a date in Middlesbrough, Whitley Bay, Leeds, Doncaster and Manchester. So anyone in the area who would like to go to them, again, hit up our Facebook page. We've got all the listings on there.
Yep.
Cool. Sounds really, really, really good.
Yeah, getting about a bit.
Yeah.
Be nice. Get some new venues under our belt and that. Be good.
Yep.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's good. It's all about playing live, really, isn't it? At the end of the day, like, put the hard graft in with this EP, so looking forward to kind of getting out there, getting everyone to hear the stuff live, and then hopefully they'll like it.
Yeah. So when people, like, sing the songs back at you, what does it mean, like, to you when you see it happening?
It's really good. When we played Trillions the other month, like, usually in, like, a breakdown or something, we'll try and get people singing along, and literally we just stopped for the drum break and we were about to get people singing and they just started singing at us, yeah, didn't they? Which was like mad. We were like, we don't even need to try.
Yeah.
We just started singing. So it's like a great feeling when people sing the songs back to you. But yeah, we love it.
It's like when you look out from the stage and you can see people like bopping along and jumping around and that, it just feels good, like knowing that they're enjoying what you're
bopping
doing.
Along.
Bopping along, right?
It's
you
the
know
new
what I
move,
mean?
Bopping.
So, do you actually see the audience? Can you see them very, very well? Because most people think since you've got lights on you, yeah.
Sometimes.
Depends on the venue, doesn't it?
Yeah. Places like the O2 and stuff, the lights are really powerful and generally you can see maybe it's the first row of people, so you can't really see the depth of how many people's there, but yeah, sometimes you can see them pretty well. But.
That's cool. So, we'll play the last song from your EP.
Who are you? Like everyone else, you follow your hoods right through. Life you think that treats you well. You try to fix. We'll be right back.
It's 105.9 Bishop FM, and of course, Stand Up, Be Counted, Scream of Sirens, and they've joined me here in the studio. So yes, that EP, great EP, I must admit. Where can you buy it from?
So you can buy it from our online shop, which you can get from our Facebook page, which is
ScreamofSirens.BigCartel.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well remembered.
If you go
I was talking about the Facebook page. Like,
oh, right, the Facebook page. All right, yeah. Well, if you go on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ScreamofSirens, there's a shop now button, and that'll take you straight to it as well. I think it's in the bio bit as well.
Or you can come to one of our gigs by office then.
Yeah. Or you can get it on iTunes, Spotify, or Amazon.
Amazon music.
Yeah. I'm not down with the kids.
So, yes, Friday, you're playing the O2 Academy as well. What time is that kicking off?
Doors open at 6:30, I believe. I'm not sure what time we're on.
We'll be kicking off the night first. We start at 7, followed by Heartbreak Remedy and Thesis Lives. And I think it's going on to about 11 o'clock or something.
Awesome. And how much are your tickets to get in?
£6. They're available through, again, our online store.
From us in person.
Or you can turn up at the O2 and you can buy them on the door.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming. And I shall see you Friday.
Alex Tye on 105.9 Bishop FM.